With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. Prosecutors and defense lawyers are under fire after no one showed up for a major illegal landing and drug importation case that's been in the courts since August, forcing yet another adjournment in summary court and drawing a sharp rebuke from Chief Magistrate Angeline Hernandez. Radio Cayman's Jevi Ebanks has more.
Ricky William Manderson, Alvaron Anthony Levy, Garwin Benjamin and Eric Anthony Bandu face 2025 charges of illegal landing and importation of ganja. The four men have been in custody at HMP Northward since their initial court appearance back in August. The matter stems from an August arrest when the RCIPS and Coast Guards intercepted a vessel in Cayman territorial waters and recovered approximately 1,500 pounds of ganja. Today, the men appeared before the summary court, where Chief Magistrate Angeline Hernandez had expected legal arguments to take place ahead of a setting of a trial date. However, although the matter was listed for 10 a.m., proceedings were delayed after the courts was informed that neither prosecuting counsel nor defense counsel were present. This absence was met with strong condemnation from Chief Magistrate Hernandez, who stressed that court sittings are not mere suggestions, but fixed dates when matters must be heard. She told a stand-in representative from the DPP's office that she would be writing directly to Director of Public Prosecution Simon Davies to express her shock at what she described as a deliberate disrespect of the judiciary by both prosecution and defense counsels. It was not the first time this week that the chief magistrate expressed frustration with attorneys, particularly the DPP's office. Earlier sittings saw her reprimand prosecutors for delays in bringing charges before the courts, especially when defendants are held in custody, and for failing to meet deadlines such as the collection and disclosure of evidence to defense counsel. She reminded attorneys that delays and lack of preparations must be left behind in 2025 and that the courts will allow little room for excuses. Fairness to defendants and the proper use of public finances, she said, demand timely communication and compliance with court orders. The delay since August means the men have effectively been serving time without conviction. The chief magistrate offered what a reasonable observer would describe as a frustrated apology to the defendants seated in the dock before her. They were again remanded into custody and ordered to appear back in court on the 15th of January, when a detailed explanation of today's failures are expected to be addressed before the courts. Jevi Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
Several major projects get the green light from the Central Planning Authority in December. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
At their December 10th meeting, the CPA followed the National Conservation Council's order to refuse an application for a sea pool on South Church Street in Georgetown, which is next to a marine protected area. In its comments, the NCC said beyond the direct ecological damage, the proposal to excavate the Iron Shore introduces a, quote, unnecessary and unacceptable risk to national critical fuel infrastructure at Jackson Point. On the flip side, the Central Planning Authority approved an application for a four-lot subdivision on Sunnyfield Road in Colliers, which is zoned agricultural residential. The property contains a house on stilts that was granted after-the-fact planning permission. This application was adjourned in July pending the outcome of the appeal to Cabinet regarding an interim directive imposed by the NCC regarding critical habitat of the Grand Cayman Blue Iguana, which was lifted by the National Coalition for Caymanians Cabinet in October. The site is located within designated critical habitat for the blue iguana, and prior to starting work, the CPA has added a condition that a revised plan showing speed bumps or, quote, highly effective speed control methods spaced at 200-foot intervals to reduce or minimize the risk of road kills and/or injury of blue iguanas must be submitted within 60 days of approval. They also ordered that, quote, there shall be no land clearing, excavation, filling, or development of the resultant subdivided parcels, with the exception of a road parcel, without planning permission for such works to be granted. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Now, at their December 17th meeting, the CPA also approved an uncontested application for a 20-unit apartment complex on Uncle Bob Road in West Bay. A pitch for a 33-lot subdivision on Livingston Way in Lower Valley, next to the east-west arterial proposed route, and the National Roads Authority's application for a small-scale stormwater treatment facility on Seymour Road in Georgetown. You can find the full meeting summaries online at planning.ky. Cayman's economy isn't waiting, and neither is AI.
Join the Cayman Islands Chamber of Commerce for the 2026 Economic Forum themed Beyond Today, Innovation, Inclusion, and Growth, with a special focus on the real impact of artificial intelligence on Cayman's future.
Chamber CEO Will Pineau says this is the perfect opportunity for you to position your organization at the center of one of Cayman's most important economic conversations.
Join business, government, and community leaders for a full day of practical insight and meaningful dialogue.
The event is January 23rd at the Kimpton with global advisor and author Dr. Vikram Mancharamani set to be this year's keynote speaker. For tickets, email Emily Sintorn at caymanchamber.ky or call 743-9126. CXE's digital shift is changing who gets to sit exams and how well they're supported. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has more.
Registrar and CEO Dr. Wayne Wesley says CXE is trying to make its exams fairer and more flexible, especially for vulnerable learners. He points to a new skills-focused certificate.
I know there has been sustained interest in our piloting of the CTEC examination. Here's a quick update as to where we are with that. We planned for the participation of 3,000 learners for the CTEC pilot. However, we have received over 6,443 candidates. This is oversubscribed by more than 50%, giving us an indication as to the extent to which this product is really being accepted by the region. It is actually being done in all 13 member states across 48 examination centers.
Wesley says CXE is building more accessible exam formats and procedures so candidates with special needs can sit regional exams on equal terms, and urging Caribbean governments to adopt the Marrakesh Treaty.
For the 2025 examination sitting, CXE made special assessment arrangements for over 3,444 candidates with visual impairment and other special needs. As we continue to refine our approaches and technologies to enhance accessibility to our candidates for this year's and future years, we commit to ensuring that all candidates, regardless of ability, can participate fully and fairly.
Dr. Wesley says the work continues as the council tries to match its digital exam rollout with stronger support for learners who need extra help. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Stony coral tissue loss disease continues to spread in Little Cayman. It was first identified in Little Cayman in August at the Soto Trader wrecked dive site. Department of Environment's Judy Hurlston tells Radio Cayman the disease has steadily spread from this location, with infected corals now tracking along both the north and south sides of the island.
The Department of Environment's Marine Research Unit has been conducting monthly assessments to track the spread of stony coral tissue loss disease in Little Cayman. As of this month, the disease is advancing at a rate of approximately 0.82 miles per month. It is vital that those traveling to or residing in the sister islands continue to adequately disinfect their dive gear and boat bilges, especially after diving in an infected area.
To help prevent further spread of stony coral tissue loss disease, disinfect dive gear before and after using, and clean out boat bilges using 1% Clorox bleach solution. Since there is no known way to stop the disease, your help is needed to slow its spread. You can find out more at doe.ky/SCTLD. That is your latest news on this Friday. I'm April Cummings from Radio Cayman's Newsroom.